Peter, morning.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Good. Australian Prime Minister John Howard is busy campaigning as he seeks a fifth term in office. He hopes his economic record will be enough to secure victory. Mr. Howard first won power in 1996 and has presided over a period of unprecedented prosperity. Among a raft of election pledges, the Prime Minister has promised multi-billion dollar tax cuts.
The Treasurer and I announced a bold plan for the future growth, higher productivity and employment growth of this country. Our tax plan is not just about putting extra dollars in the pockets of middle Australia, but it's very much about further growth of the Australian economy. It's about providing additional incentives for people to work. It's about lifting productivity. It's about continuing our growth and opportunity society.
John Howard's challenger is Kevin Rudd, the 50-year-old leader of the left-of-centre Labour opposition. Rudd is widely tipped to beat his older Conservative rival, who's 68. The Labour leader has promised to withdraw Australian troops from Iraq if he wins office, but has stressed that he'd be committed to the US-led campaign in Afghanistan, where Australian forces are also based. Kevin Rudd, a former diplomat, rejects government claims that he's too inexperienced to lead the country.
Can I say, our team is a first-class team, and Mr. Howard should put all the facts on the table. Going to this election campaign, I have three former military officers from the Australian Defence Force running as our candidates in key seats. I've got four mayors and deputy mayors. I have three local councillors. I have small business operators. And on my front bench now, I have barristers, solicitors, school teachers. I have people who are economists, university lecturers. I have a former rock star, Peter Garrett, and of course I'm an unemployed diplomat who speaks Chinese.
Both leaders are using internet advertisements to get their messages across. John Howard tells voters he'll sustain the country's prosperity and growth.
Hello there. This election is about the right leadership for Australia's future and who's best able to keep the economy strong.
Mr. Howard has been accused by his opponent Kevin Rudd of running a nasty campaign.
Is it learners like Kevin Rudd and Wayne Swan?
Mr. Howard always resorts to negative scare campaigns, and we'll see plenty of them once
Kevin
again.
Kevin Rudd is way ahead in the opinion polls, and has been for many months. Election analyst Anthony Green warns that the mood among voters can change quickly.
Let's see if there is a narrowing in the lead. There's no guarantee that will happen. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes it has, sometimes it hasn't. But when people keep referring to the leadership, the one thing I'd say is that, to me, for months now, the preferred Prime Minister poll has been reflecting exactly the same numbers as the preferred party poll. This year, Kevin Rudd does have a terrific rating. John Howard has a reasonable rating for someone who's been there a long time.
Another seasoned election observer, Martin O'Shaughnessy, who heads the News Poll Group, believes the Howard government, which is a coalition of two right-wing parties, has a very tough fight on its hands.
Certainly there's a lot of ground to be gained, that needs to be gained, if the coalition's to retain government. And it would be hard to do that in a very short time. I think that's fairly obvious.
The economy will be the dominant theme of the election campaign. Issues surrounding national security and industrial reforms will also feature strongly, along with climate change and reconciliation with Australia's Aborigines. Campaigners will also be looking at how each side plans to help the disadvantaged. The Australian economy may well be roaring along, but many people are being left behind. Anne Hampshire from Charity Mission Australia says many Australians endure difficulties.
Many of the clients that we're working with are experiencing disadvantage on numbers of fronts. So things like decent meal, decent housing, access to dental. There's a really compounding picture here for some of the Australians who we're working with on a daily basis.
The government's promise of $30 billion worth of tax cuts met with a mixed response at a shopping centre in Sydney.
A cheap attempt to buy the electorate. Why was it released the day, or almost the day, after the election was announced? Why wasn't the news released to us a long time ago?
Money spent on hospitals, definitely, because our hospitals are a disgrace.
Education, particularly public education, and universities are pretty screaming for funding as well.
I'd far rather see it go into hospitals and education rather than what's going to mean maybe $30 or $40 in the pocket of each person a fortnight in 3 years' time.
The election takes place on Saturday, November the 24th. Voting in Australia is compulsory. The campaign gives Australians a clear choice, the experience of John Howard or the youthful enthusiasm of Kevin Rudd. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.